Welcome to Your Weekly Dose podcast, the only show for those who missed the Mark and Brian radio program. Coming to you from Orange County in Southern California. Hear it happen live without a net every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Download past episodes directly from our website, yourweeklydose.com. But if you're on the go, subscribe through iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, and make sure you leave a review. Now, here's this week's show.
The guy that tell us I was talking about, that's all I can do. That's it.
That's all you need.
That's all I can do, man.
Hypnotize your eyes and then you recognize that the sparkle of my chrome shoes paralyzed. Getting money like this, people want my vibe. Full of jealousy and pride, hate the way I ride. Sometimes you speak, sometimes you don't. Figure this nigga souped up, cause he cooped up. Guaranteed to rip shit soon as it's looped up.
Your nigga slept. I'm digging this though, man. I love LL. I just call him Mr. J. That's all I do.
Love him, though.
That's what Harley Quinn calls Joker.
Well, good morning, everybody, and happy Saturday to everybody out there. Welcome and come on in the room. Yeah, we've got a seat for you right now because it's a sausage fest today. We got Lyric, we got BW, and I'm Sean Roberts, and this is your Weekly Dose podcast.
Thank you for joining us today, and of course, we are always streaming live to you from Orange County.
And if you're new to your Weekly Dose, our podcast is all about having fun as we recap our past week and enlighten your day through laughter.
Yep, we like to make you laugh and talk about the silly, awkward, and embarrassing things we've done recently. You know, things that connect us all and the things that make us all human. Because after all, laughter is the best medicine.
That's right. To all of our listeners, old and new, we love it when you guys are a part of the show. So join in the conversation. Sorry, I got sidetracked here. By commenting on each of our episodes on our website on yourweeklydose.com.
You can always send us a message via X or Instagram at yourweeklydose1.
You can also connect with us at Facebook at yourweeklydose or email us at yourweekdose1@gmail.com.
That's right. Well, today we've got a special day going on, and we'll tell you here in a few moments. But it's going to be a special day because we're going to be celebrating something today. Because, you know, it's Veterans Day, too, you know.
It was Veterans Day.
Veterans Weekend and everything. So we're going
to
be celebrating that. And a special veteran that we all love.
Okay.
You know, so, and by the way, Lyric. Happy Veterans Day to you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Absolutely.
So that's what we got going on. So we got a couple of different things going on for you guys here. Of course, we'll be doing what's trending, a couple of other cool things, too, as we go. All right. So not only, guys, can you download the show for free, but from our website, you can also subscribe to the show through iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify. Just search for Your Weekly Dose, and most importantly, tell the world what you think of us. So please rate and review the show. And, of course, today's theme song is... was it Ill Bomb, right? Is that what it is by LL Cool J? And this is Lyric's favorite song.
Yeah, man.
Now, why is this your favorite song, Lyric?
Tell me.
It's just super cocky. Okay. Super cocky. It's smooth. The beat is smooth. The beat is laid back. And LL's flow is smooth yet extremely aggressive at the same time. And it's just oozes confidence.
I like it. Cool, man. Well, there you go. I like that reason. It's a great reason. And, of course, if you want to download it or get that song for yourself, can you just go to Amazon.com, our main sponsor there. Just go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, and bookmark it. And click on the Amazon banner. And then go to Amazon and shop to your heart's delight. And then spend anything you want because the holidays are around the corner too, man.
Mm-hmm.
So spend that money there on Amazon. You know, just make a couple of
You should also spend
purchases.
Your money on an Xbox, and you can send it to your weekly dose.
There you go.
Yeah, we take Xboxes, PlayStations.
I think BW's clicking on it right now.
Yeah.
EBT, so. Wick.
Exactly. I'm sending out this year.
There you go. Yeah.
That's our registry.
There you go. He's bookmarking it. He's buying stuff. That's what he's doing right there. You know, and then after that, he just tells them,
shut up and take my money.
There you go. Simple as that. So, all right. Well, let's go ahead and get the show started and catch up with each other.
It does make you seem like... It does make you seem like... I was your day.
Let's start with you, Lyric. How was your week overall? Man, you talked about this play that was just kind of...
I went and saw a play. My week was cool. Real slow motion. I went and saw a play last night. Been dealing with a knee, which bothered me. But when you turn 40, that happens. So You just have a body part that bothers you. Appreciate it, fam. Yeah, slow motion week. Just making plans, getting everything in order for this pilot still, man. Just still trying to move this pilot, baby. Still
cool. Yeah, we were talking about that a little bit earlier, and you got some a good actor coming up, and I mentioned another friend of mine that
yes, sir.
We could probably attach to it. So
we'll be talking.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So that's good, man. And God, you know, it's so cool that you guys are doing this pilot, man. I'm so excited. It's like, I just want to okay, come on, let's go.
Well, you know what, man? I was telling people this yesterday. It's always good to have, you have to have a crew, but it's always good to have somebody in the crew with a vision who knows where we need to go. This is what we need to do. Mm-hmm. And you know what I'm saying? This will be the only time during today's podcast that I do this, but I got to give credit to Brown Waters. You know what I'm saying? He's the cat in the vision. Like when we started this, it was like 10 people, and he was the lead one saying in the first place. Like, soon as we got the group, he was like, man, we need to do this. We need to get the show going, yada, yada, yada. But you got 10 people, and it's too many people, and you can't get everybody together. And then after a year, it went from 10 people to just us three. Yeah. And he was like, "All right, this is what we need to do." So he was like, "Okay, let's trust it." So we trusted him this far. So now we got the show. His package is done, and hopefully soon we'll be having meetings, talking, and yeah, hopefully.
Well, that's great, because you have to have that vision. Somebody's got
to
be the quarterback of the team.
Yeah, man. Yeah, you
no matter
need somebody
what.
Out there in the front lines, man.
Yeah, I mean, granted, I'm sure he's asking everybody's opinion and this and that or whatever. You know, but at the same token, you're calling the shots and going, is this going to go through? Is it not going to go through? Is it going to work? Because you got that vision.
Well, he let us know, all right, look, man, we got to go to this networking joint. Like, everybody needs to be here. Y'all need to be here. Cool. All right, so we go.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? All right, now we need to do this. And it's gotten to the point, like again, we're kind of all family. Like, I know his kids, know his wife and kids. Same thing with Chris and vice versa.
The ones that are on the taxes and not on the taxes.
All the ones illegitimate as well. You know what I mean? And
see, I said it nice way, you know? On taxes, well, no, not
sir.
On taxes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
No, he's got some illegitimate ones out there. Yeah.
But it is moving on. No, but it is. You have to have someone in your camp like that, and it's gotten to the point. If he come at us, you know, we know enough to where we're not going to question. Like, all right, what would you do? Because he's not going to come at us and tell us we need to do something or give us some information if it's not going to be beneficial.
Right.
So if he come and say, all right, man, this is what we got to do. All right, cool. Let's do it.
Let's do it. That's cool.
Yeah, it's more like learning as you go, too. We know what we want to do, so it's like, let's do it, and then it's figuring out, okay, what worked.
How to do it.
We do a lot of test runs. We did a lot of practice.
Yeah,
we did a lot of
test runs.
What if we did it this way? What if we did the live shows? So it's not even, it's just not failing, but it's just, you know, moving forward. You
right.
know, so, yeah. So, oh, I guess you're going to ask me how my week. He gave me that look. I was like, oh, answer the question, damn it. All right. my week was very busy with the kids a lot. I took a leave, father bonding time.
Nice.
You know, I ain't had no time to do that. I've been working a lot on this pilot, you know what I mean? Shout out Sketchy Budget, if you want to look at it.
Yeah.
So I took some time with the kids. You know, we did a lot of walking and park visiting and, you know, just playing with the learning things and just getting them on routine with father.
Good, man.
So that's how my week was going.
I need that.
They do. I needed it.
Yeah.
You too.
Yeah, because like otherwise, they, who are you?
Yeah, I was going to say, who are y'all? Y'all don't act like me.
Wait a minute.
Why y'all whining?
Two, seven. How'd that happen?
Yeah. Where have I been? Yeah, you got to get used to that whining stuff, too. So if you ain't used to it and you walk in on me and they are whining at the same time, you just want to backhand somebody, you be like, hold on, I need to work on my patience.
You know, I'm going
to
back out.
So we both needed it, so it was real good.
Good, man. I'm glad to hear that.
How was yours, Sean?
Week was kind of quiet, kind of like maybe in between you guys. Mm-hmm. You know, I was busy with other things because I'm working on this new website and everything and reaching out to people. To kind of like do corporate gigs and stuff like that. So like later on today, I'm actually doing my first gig at a retirement home.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of excited about that. You know, going
seeing your future place.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yo, some of these joints is nice now. Yo.
Exactly.
Yo, some of these joints is nice, son. They live better than we do
They should.
Absolutely.
Oh my
god. Compared to the retirement homes when we were growing up. That we saw our like great grandmothers and stuff in or cousins. Nah, man, they don't hold a candle right now, yo. These
that's
joints
good.
Right here, yeah.
Especially
man.
All the videos we be seeing now.
So. They are crazy. I mean, I was like, when I was reaching out to some of these places to perform at, you know, I'm like looking at some of the places, like somewhere like $2,000 a month. That's typical for rent or whatever. Mm-hmm. Somewhere like $6,000. I'm like,
you get full, but with the $6,000, you get like turnover service. They come in and clean your room, bring you food. Everything is included. Like it's, but not also. There's this thing where instead of people retiring and buying houses and going to retirement communities, they just cruise. They spend their entire retirement just on cruise ships. That's all they do. So they do like a 6 month. They do a 6 month cruise here, pay like $2,000-$3,000. 6 month cruise, room and board, food, everything take care of for 6 months. You pay $3,000, then they get off of there, go visit some family, do another 6 month cruise. Like they spending the entire retirement on the seas.
That's pretty legit. I ain't even mad at that.
Think about
I wouldn't do the cruise. I would do more like vacation homes. Like I stay 6 months in Dubai, 6 months.
Yeah, because I wouldn't want to do a cruise.
I wouldn't want to be on the water all
like
that
an Airbnb
time.
Kind of thing.
Yeah,
around
yeah,
the world.
Yeah. I'm setting that up. I got the timeshare, so
okay.
I'm setting that lifestyle up.
Use that timeshare wisely, man, because we had one too, and then we haven't used it for so long.
No, we doing.
But if you can do the whole timeshare trade thing,
I'm doing it with the Hilton. So
okay,
I can go any Hilton and resort and get them for low prices and.
Yeah, but these retirement places, man, it's like I was talking to my mom about these things too, and telling her, you know, I'm submitting to perform at these places, uh-huh. You know, and I told her, I go, I can't threaten you to put you in a home anymore.
She's like, don't threaten me with a good
nice.
Time.
She's like, yeah. She's like, why? And I'm like, because they're too damn nice. Yeah. I said, you're staying home.
Yeah, you gonna stay with me, damn it.
Yeah. Oh, no. She's staying home.
Oh, you're coming here.
She's staying home. Yeah,
stay in your home. Yeah.
But I can't threaten her. I won't put in the old folks' home anymore.
They're nice now,
man. They're nicer than a New York apartment.
Yes, they're really nice now. Which is good. Yeah. But they're good now, man. You can't.
Yeah. It's not what it used to be.
No.
Yeah, it's not what they used to be anymore. So.
Good job on that factor, then.
Indeed. Yeah, exactly. So, but yeah, so there you go. So that's been our week, a little bit inside of what we've been doing. So, let's see. Let's go ahead and move forward. Then should we go ahead and do what's trending then?
Okay, let's check it out.
I like it.
Find out what's up with us then. What's up with the world?
All right. So, of course, the SAG-AFTRA has ended their historic strike, of course. Negotiators have tentatively approved an agreement that will end the longest actor strike in history. The answer was done this past Wednesday. The union mentioned that the strike would officially end at 12:01 a.m. on Thursday. The union's negotiation committee approved the deal by what seemed to be a unanimous vote, which is always good to hear. The agreement then goes to the SAG-AFTRA National Board approval for the Friday, which they did. The two parties have spent days putting the finishing touches on this deal that has gone back and forth for many, many months. Dwayne The Rock Johnson reveals he was approached about running for president.
Oh, okay. I can see that, actually. That's funny. I can actually.
Really?
I can actually see him being a run.
I actually heard that a couple of years ago. They asked him, would he ever run? And he was like, well, you know, the American people had enough faith behind him. He said he'd run, which.
Oh, I can see that happening.
Well, that's just it. He continues to maintain the global fan base to support political parties. Everybody reached out to him and asked him to run for president in 2024. The actor's positive attitude and philanthropic. That word.
Yeah.
Efforts have garnered a widespread support for Johnson's presidency. He revealed in an interview with Trevor Noah for his What's Now Spotify podcast, which is not as good as this one. Last year, he was approached about running for the role of a lifetime. He ultimately declined the president run due to his responsibilities as a father.
I mean, he is in Hollywood, so.
Yeah, but check this out, though. So Noah resurfaced that in 2021 political poll that claimed that 46% of the U.S. adults would support
All the candidates out right now, I would. Look at Rock a little bit more.
Compared to everybody else that you see, he's the clear winner.
Yeah.
Like, if he ran right now, he would, without a doubt, he would win.
I don't want no more
And he's got respect all over the world.
No more OWMs.
Yeah. And
no more of them.
No, we don't. I think if you're over, like, I'm sorry, but if you're over, like, 65, 60.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to be president.
Yeah.
Like, you're too old. The job is too stressful. And at that point, you're out of touch with
everybody.
Yeah, man. He should just chill.
Yeah, we were kind of talking real briefly, too, about how things have changed over the years, because where we had a bunch of old guys for such a long period of time.
Yeah.
Then Kennedy came in.
Yeah.
And then after that, it was a bunch of old guys.
Until Obama.
Well, no, before that, even.
Oh, Clinton.
Clinton came in. You know, and then it was Bush 2.0, which was still young, and then Obama came in, and now we're back
to
the old guys.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, get them out of there.
Get them out of here.
Speaking of something old, the 2023 Grammys displays stiff competition this year now. See, nominations are in, and many of the categories are dominated by women.
Oh, go power, go power.
Surprise, surprise.
Thank you, Gomer. Olivia Rodrigo, Miley Cyrus, Lana Del Rey, Taylor Swift, and Boy Genius are all featured heavily in the Record of the Year, Album of the Year, and Song of the Year categories. Was it SZA? Is that what that is?
SZA.
Oh, SZA?
Yeah.
Why did you say that?
Because the new generation, they speak in abbreviations.
Yeah. Bro.
You need to understand that.
You got to spell it wrong.
Each letter has
it. Lyric.
Like, they would probably spell my name LYRK.
Yeah, you got to spell it wrong to be cool.
Yeah.
So I had it right the first time, C?
No. It's LYRIK.
I see what you're saying.
Just like Blast, he just puts a V in there just to throw you off.
Yeah.
Like, why?
Okay, so basically, they don't like vowels.
They don't. They don't like vowels, and they don't like pronouncing entire words. Yeah.
As long as it's not correct, it's good.
Like, they'll have a whole conversation with you just in an OMG LOL. Was it OMG LOL BRB?
Like, IDK.
Hold on. Say the whole word, but it's just straight abbreviations, man. It's like, it's
imagine
like text
having a
talk.
Full conversation.
a full conversation just in text talk and abbreviations.
Word.
WYD.
Wow. Dude, that's a bit right there.
NTH.
HBY.
That's a bit right there. Well, anyways, SZA apparently leads the pack with 9 nominations across a number of pop and R&B categories with Cyrus, Rodrigo, and Swift, each ranked for a grand total of 6 nominations each. The Best New Artist category boasts a new series exciting for new talent ranging from Bronx-grown rapper Ice Spice.
Oh,
see, he spells
really?
Out his name, Ice Spice. To New England bass singer-songwriter Noah Kahan, whose music serves as a love letter to his community.
Oh, yeah.
And a beacon for light for listeners coping with mental health problems of today.
Hum.
Is it hum or is it om?
It's om.
Om. Say it right.
You put an H in everything. Why can't I?
Brother's calling me out.
Pity.
All right. Well, let's see here. Yeah. So for the most part, they're saying that avid listeners are satisfied with Recording Academy's nominees of this year. All right. Who would you say is the sexiest man alive, guys? Who do you think?
When I looked in the mirror this morning, I teased.
You still pick somebody else.
From when I look at my girl when she watches TV, I would say Michael B. Jordan.
Okay.
I have no dog in this race.
Well, apparently People Magazine has chosen Patrick Dempsey this year.
Who did?
Really?
Yeah.
Old school Patrick Dempsey? Not Patrick, old school Patrick, but you get what I'm saying. Like Patrick,
yeah, wow. Patrick Dempsey has finally earned himself the title of being People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive for 2023. The publication announced the cover this past Tuesday night on social media. Dempsey, who's 57, takes the title following last year's coveted Captain American actor Chris Evans.
You know what? I don't care.
Right?
He's not your type.
I don't care. Not at all. Not at all.
And anyway, so Dempsey says that he's glad it's happening at this point in his life. The Grey's Anatomy alum told the outlet, it's nice to have the recognition. Certainly my ego takes a little bump, but it gives me the platform to use it for something positive.
That's dope.
And then I started laughing like, is this a joke, right? I've always been the bridesmaid. I completely forgotten about it and never even contemplated being in this position. He said, completely shocked to learn the honor. The actors also stated that he is looking forward to all the jokes that will come up now that he's earned the title of Sexiest Man Alive.
So he 57? So that mean I got time still.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do.
You know what I'm saying? Hit this gym.
Exactly. And there you go, guys. That is what's trending.
Yo, get it in.
Are we gonna freestyle now?
So poor Lyric is sitting over here wondering what's going on with the show.
I ain't got no papers.
Why?
I'm sitting over there like, yeah, I don't really know what's happening. Right
now. The show's moving forward, but it's moving forward without me. I got no papers. What's going on?
He sound like my grandma.
Why?
I got no papers.
You know, so basically Lyric in his mind right now is kind of going through the whole thing. You know?
What?
You know, and if he comes up with something funny, he'll kind of go, but it's mostly, you know, as he's going through this whole thing, going, I got no idea what's going on with the show. Well, that's because, brother, I know it was last month. So we're going to give you a belated birthday show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's so 80s.
Happy birthday. You know, this
that's
the one,
right.
This is the one you listen to.
By myself.
Yeah.
In my car at full blast. To myself.
I want to do something special for you.
Yeah. It's your birthday, brother.
It's your birthday.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
So I know it's a month later. And the thing I want, the reason why I want to do it now and give a belated birthday show is because I didn't want to wait a freaking year. I'm not going to wait till next September. Screw that.
That's true.
Can we just flowers now? Yeah.
You know, now, had we started the show a little bit earlier, we would have done it earlier. So we're going to do a belated birthday show for you, all right?
I appreciate that.
So since we're doing a belated birthday show, what we like to do is basically kind of go back in time a little bit.
Take it way back.
Yeah, yeah. So let's go back a little bit. You were born on a Monday, September 15th. 1980. So you were born during a leap year. You are part of my generation, which is Generation X. Mm-hmm. Your Chinese zodiac is that of a monkey.
Makes sense.
He can't even get through the birthday without you being
I'm just not.
I mean, he can't even get through this.
Chinese zodiac. Come on, it's positive. Monkey's very strong.
Mm-hmm. My favorite monkey is Peter Tork.
I'm going to chop you in the throat. Right in the throat. Y'all just take some. Y'all, not even 15 seconds into it. Just word. Damn.
And of course, you are a Virgo.
Yep.
All right. So some of the big news headlines, though, of 1980 were...
Bette Midler's concert film, Divine Madness, directed by Michael Ritchie, premieres... Mm-hmm. Reggae singer Bob Marley collapses while jogging in New York City's Central Park. Medical exam finds his cancer has spread to his brain, lungs, and liver. That was a terrible time to start that intro.
I need to counteract the sadness.
Yeah.
As soon as you said that, happy.
Okay. John Lennon and Yoko Ono signed a record contract with Geffen Records.
That year. Yeah, of course, unfortunately, later on, he would pass away that year, too.
Yep. Terrible.
December 8th.
Eruption of Mount St. Helens in Washington State triggers the largest landslide in history, killing 57 people and causing over $1 billion in damage because Lyric was born.
Actually,
that was a huge explosion.
My grandmother actually, my mother's family is from Spokane, so she actually had a bottle, like a big-ass mason jar of the ash from Mount St. Helens.
Really?
Yeah, she kept that for a long time.
Did she still have it?
No, this is years ago. I saw that back in like the 80s and the 90s. I was like, damn, you still have this? Yeah, just decades ago.
Oh, man, I would love to have some of that, though, man. Just to have that.
It's crazy, yo. It was a full-ass mason jar full of ash. Like, I scooped it up, put it in the jar, and never opened it again.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, also, a asteroid was discovered that year, too.
Oh, yeah?
Asteroid number 6946.
I thought you were talking about the movie.
No. Paul McCartney, too. Paul McCartney releases temporary secretary that year. And also the play Les Miserables opens up in Paris that year.
For all your friends.
So, yeah. So, 1980 prices, though, man.
It was a good time to be in America.
1980 prices.
Oh. How much do you think a loaf of bread cost?
15 cents.
No, not in the 80s, fool.
Oh, that's not that old?
Maybe that was 1955.
In the 80s, you probably get a loaf of bread for like a dollar, some change maybe.
Half of that.
50 cents.
51 cents. Gallon of milk, what do you think?
About a dollar.
$1.60.
Eggs?
$1.49.
$1.33.
Uh-huh.
But right now, if you go to Aldi, you can get it for $1.29. So it's even cheaper right now at Aldi. Yeah.
Yo, I remember a couple of months back, it was like $8
for one egg. Yeah.
Yo.
For one egg.
All right.
Prices.
A car back then cost about $7,500 average.
Yeah. Gas was less than $1 a gallon.
Actually, a little bit more.
Oh,
$1.22. At the time period.
Where? Not in California?
Well, average. National average.
Average, oh, okay.
National average.
Yeah, so it was like
$4
in
Arkansas. I bet you back in Arkansas, it was like
29 cents.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, by the time I was driving, it was 75 cents. So, yeah. Let's see here. Okay, a house average cost was about $76,000.
Oh, my.
A stamp was only 15 cents.
Yeah.
The average income was about $24,000 a year.
That's about mine right now.
Yeah, I know. I know that. Believe me. Hasn't changed much, has it?
Yeah, I mean, did it go up?
Yeah, I know. So, minimum wage, though, and here's the scary thing, because we're making the same amount of money, but minimum wage back then was $3.10.
Dang.
That's how much I got paid when I got my first job in 93. No, 94.
Really?
Minimum wage is like still like three and some change. So, yeah, it was.
I think the last time I was ever paid a minimum wage, let's see. I'm trying to think. Okay, right before I worked for Knott's Berry Farm. Mm. And so that we're talking 1989.
Yeah, I'm good.
Minimum wage.
No, I ain't done minimum wage since... not even right after I got the military. It was right before I went into the military. It was the last time I did minimum wage.
Wow.
Yeah. Nah, bro.
All right. Well, let's see here. People that were born also on September 15th who share your birthday. Gaylord Perry, baseball player.
Makes sense.
How the fuck does that make sense? How does that make sense?
Because he's a good player. So you
don't even know who the hell he is.
Gaylord.
Never heard of him.
Perry.
What's his last name again?
Perry.
Is that his last name?
Yeah.
Punk ass motherfucker. Continue, sir, please.
Okay. Agatha Christie, mystery writer.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. Mystery makes sense. Because you're a man of mystery.
Actor Jackie Cooper was born.
Because you're a jackass.
Wow.
It's supposed to be a celebration.
Yeah, okay. Let's see if you can get this one. Comedian Norm Crosby was also born.
You're very normal.
See, and we friends.
I know.
We're friends.
You can do the same thing on my birthday.
Oh, I will. Don't worry about it. I will. I promise. Don't worry about it. You already know.
Brown water.
I absolutely will.
All right. Oliver Stone was also born.
Stoned.
Word. Yes, I can.
See, agree. Exactly. Yeah. They all make sense.
Okay. Tommy Lee Jones also was born.
Really good actor.
I was just going to say you would like to do Halle Berry like that.
Tommy Lee Jones or Halle Berry?
What's her face? Not Halle Berry. The other one he was made the tape with.
Tommy Lee Jones?
Tommy Lee Jones?
He talking about the actor, fam.
Oh.
Moving on. Continue, sir.
Yeah, not the rock star drummer. Yeah, that's Tommy Lee.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I'm not that old.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, you are. A little
bit. Speaking of rock and roll guys, he's actually right behind you up there. Jerry Dixon, the bassist for the band Warrant.
Oh, word.
Was born 1967.
I know Bobby Borg. He was the drummer for Warrant. He was my business teacher at MI.
Get out of here. Yeah, I know Bob?
Borg. Yeah, Bobby Borg's cool as shit, man.
Oh, love cool Bobby. Cool as hell, man. Kelly Keegi, also from Night Ranger, the drummer for Night Ranger.
Okay.
He was born also on shares your birthday on 1952. And then NFL quarterback Dan Marino shares your birthday.
Oh, look, see, you got a lot of people here. That's dope. That's a long list.
Yeah that's a good list, bro.
See? That's what I'm saying.
That's a real good list there.
My uncle Jimmy.
Can we
Jimmy?
Mute his mic? Can
my
we
uncle Jimmy mic? Was born.
Can you give six. Me like a? Can you give me like a button I can press to mute him whenever he starts talking?
You mean like this right now?
Say something. Yeah, okay, I can't hear him. Right. Ooh, that's my code word is earmuffs. When I say earmuffs, that's the mute button.
I can just see it later on in whatever future podcast, whatever, you get pissed off. Take him down! Take him, earmuffs! Earmuffs! Take him down!
They automatically.
Man.
I'll sit in the corner.
All right. You are in the corner. You are in the corner, brother. All right. Let's see here. Hot new toys that came out the year that you were born.
This should be interesting.
Yeah.
Battlestar Galactica toys.
Word. Oh, word.
Yeah. Wow. Star Trek, the motion picture figures came out.
Yep. See a theme here.
Mm-hmm. Magna Doodle.
What?
Oh, wow.
Came out. Magna Doodle. Let's see. Strawberry Shortcake dolls came out. Also.
Oh, wow. Fuck. Am I oldest? No.
Yeah, you are.
Shortcake's older than me.
Strawberry Shortcake. That same came out. And that was the new toy of 1980.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, I'm older than Strawberry Shortcake.
Yeah, you are.
Don't have to say it so proudly. I thought this came out a little bit before, but no, I think this is about right looking back at it in television. Came out in 1980.
In television?
In television. It was the competition to Atari.
Oh, at the time. Word. Yeah, I never.
Yeah. And then, of course, because of the movie Empire Strikes Back, Star Wars action figures were again very, very popular.
Of course.
The top books was Sophie's Choice and by William Stayron and The Right Stuff by Tom Wolfe. Of course, later on, both became to be very, very good films that, too, as well. So... that is this day in history. You know what? I got to do this real quick because one thing that I've always done here for birthday shows, for everybody throughout the last 7 years we've been doing this podcast, is we try to get the proper connections for certain people, celebrities, to send us a message to you. So I know I had to do this very quickly, so I called on some normal people that we normally call on to do this for us and everything. Okay. So it might not be the total actor, actress. It might not be your favorite because I didn't get a chance to do that, though. But we definitely were able to, if I can get this thing to work. there we go, to get this done. So the first one I want to do here is from our good friend Donny Osmond. And please forgive, because they're going to be using your actual name
okay.
on this, just to let you know. So let me make sure I got this up right here. Okay.
Today, we're here at your party where we've secretly replaced your birthday cake with Donny Osmond.
Okay.
Happy birthday, Josh. This one's for you.
Oh.
Josh, it's your birthday.
Yeah.
Time to celebrate and sing about who?
Who?
You.
Yeah.
Oh, Josh, it's your birthday. Time to sing and shout. Come on. It's what you gotta do. Break it down. Add another candle. Another year, it's true. But 43 years sure looks good on you. Oh, Josh, it's your birthday. Let's all dance and sing and shout your name. Oh, Josh, it's your birthday.
The music's hot. Yeah, y'all should be able to see it.
Party won't stop. Come on, Josh.
Can I tell you something? Yeah.
Oh, wait. Fireworks.
Nice.
That is, I'll be real with you, this is the most uncomfortable I've ever been for a birthday.
Nice.
Every time he said my name, my skin crawled. Like, I hate to be like that, but I'm not like trying to be mean, but he said, Josh, I'm like, don't say that. Like, I don't know, it's weird, man.
Well I asked cool. When I called them up and I asked them if they would do it, they said, yeah. They go, okay, what's your friend's name? And I said, well, it's a lyric. What? And that's where it stopped. They go, yeah. I go, well, his real name is Josh. Okay, we'll go with that.
Okay.
You know, and I went, okay, all right, you know.
That was okay. Cool. That was cool.
So,
was cool.
Yeah, so there you go. So that's the first one.
Oh, there's more.
Oh, there's more.
Oh, wait, there's more.
There is more.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want one now or you want one a little bit later, another one now? Or?
You already in there now, baby.
You want to do it now? Yeah. Okay, all right.
You know what? No, wait. Wait, hold it, and just throw it on me. Like, just surprise me somewhere.
Somewhere down the road?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, that's cool. Okay, we'll do that.
Surprise me. That'd be better.
Okay, all right, that sounds good. All right, so we're going to kind of move forward a little bit with this overall. Let's actually do Academy Awards the year that you were born.
Okay.
So, BW's got it. And now, of course, these were movies. This is actually the 1981 Academies, because remember, those celebrate the movies that came out in 1980.
Gotcha.
So that's how that's done. So, BW, take it away.
The actor in a leading role winner, Robert De Niro for Raging Bull.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Wait, you know what? We need a little bit of music on this one, too. Let me find something here for us. Here we go.
Okay.
The winner for actor in a supporting role is Timothy Hutton in Ordinary People. The winner for actress in the leading role is Sissy Spacek, coal miner's daughter. The winner for actress in the supporting role is Mary Steenburgen.
Virgin.
Bergen?
Virgin.
Oh, she's like a virgin. Melvin and Howard. The winner for Best Directing is Ordinary People, Robert Redford. The winner for Music, Original Score, Fame, Michael Gore.
Yep, okay.
The winner for Music, Original Song, is Fame again. Fame and Fame,
yep.
Music by Michael Gore.
Well, yeah, because he had the original score, and then the song Fame by Irene Cara.
Lyrics by Dean Pitchford.
Oh, yeah. It was,
yes.
Yeah. How do you remember?
I was born in 80.
I lived it, though.
I'm thoroughly a child of the 80s.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the winner for Best Picture is Ordinary People. Ronald L. Schwary is the producer.
There you go. Those were good films, though, man.
Yeah,
those were good films.
Yeah,
Fame is a classic, though. Every day. You had to watch that when you were younger, especially if you're in the 80s. Yeah, you had to see that.
And then too, they had the TV show.
Yep.
Afterwards.
Oh, man, trust me, they beat the hell out of that horse.
Big
time. They
got
everything they could out of that horse. They didn't drain everything they can out of that joint.
Big time. Big time they did. So, your favorite movie from the 80s?
Predator.
Predator?
Yep. I'm a big Predator fan. I love that shit. I've seen that movie millions of times, man. That's my joint.
Cool.
That's my joint,
yeah. Yeah, my dad liked that one, too. So, all right. Okay, so I'm going to do something a little bit different with you. So, there were a lot of popular TV shows. He loves you.
Yeah, fuck him. Continue, please.
All right, so we've got a couple of TV shows that were very, very popular back then, of course. A lot of them ended the year you were born. Some of them continued on and everything. So let's see if you can guess the theme song.
Okay.
For the TV show. So, BW, the first one ran from what year to what year?
It was between 1972 and 1983.
So it ran for 11 seasons then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. So I'm just going to try and give you a little bit of it here. Okay.
This is easy for him.
You ready?
Uh-huh.
All right. Here we go.
Come on. Come on. All right. Give him a little more. Give him a little more.
Oh, Lord. Oh, my God. Yo. Hold on. It went from 70 to
83? 72 to 83. He need a little bit more.
Yeah, you got to play that. I won't look over. Oh. MASH?
Yes.
There you go.
Of course I've seen MASH.
Yeah. Yo, this is time to bed.
I was talking to someone the other day. I remember when TV used to go off.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they would play the national anthem, and then it would be static till 6 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
And then TV would come back on.
Wow. So, good job, bud. You got MASH.
You seen MASH, you know MASH.
Oh, yeah. And what does MASH stand for? Do you remember?
MASH, medical. It's actually the acronym for the military tent. I forget what it stands for, but yeah, medical assessment.
Specialty hospital.
Thank you. Shit. Thank you.
So, all right. The next one. What years?
It was between 1971 and 83.
Okay. That's your clue so far.
Just between. Okay.
You ready?
Uh-huh.
Boy, the Wiggler.
It's not Family Guy.
No, I know it's not Family Guy. I was about to say Archie, All in the Family.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller plays.
You can't forget the. Yeah, you can't, once you hear those two.
Yeah.
Those were the days. And you knew where you were.
That's it, bro.
Woman, mister, we could use a man like my middle man.
You never forget a combination like that. You never forget that.
And the thing is, he played that character so damn well.
Yeah, he was, hey man, Archie Bunker was a motherfucker.
Sour and great. Those were the
I wonder how it was, like, did she just automatically agree to sing them?
I don't know.
Did they have to convince her? Because she couldn't have been like, oh, yeah.
Teddy, shit up.
All right. Okay, so this next one ran from
74 to 84.
Okay.
This is the easiest. Yeah. You don't get this one in seconds. 2 seconds. Give them only 2 seconds.
All right.
No, I need more than that.
Oh, four seconds.
All right, hold on.
Sunday.
Oh. Come on, man. That's Happy Day. Come on, man. Like, I've seen all this shit, man.
Happy Days was that
Happy Days was the part, man. Tell he jumped, when Fonzie jumped, the literally shark. Jumped the shark.
Yeah.
And that's where that terminology comes from.
Oh, yeah.
So, now, do you know what the original theme song was?
No.
Rock Around the Clock. By Bill Haley in the comics.
Oh, word.
Yeah.
1 o'clock, 2 o'clock.
Until I think it was the second or third season.
Word. Yeah. Okay. I remember.
Yeah. All right. I think this next one here is going to be a little bit tough for you, though.
Not until you play that song. He gonna get to whatever
you think he's gonna get this win?
I think really? The song, yeah, the song's a dead giveaway.
What year?
I don't know.
All right, the years is 74 to 83.
Okay.
And I'm so
nine
glad
strong,
it went off the air. Yeah, please. This was the one show that...
Yeah, this one, and then there's another one, too, that I'm like, why? Why? Why?
I didn't know
why?
How I made it to this long, but yes, okay. Go ahead.
See, I'm just going to let this one play because yeah, I don't even think he's
going
to get it.
Let's just keep going while he's guessing this one.
No,
just think super boring.
I totally agree with you.
Dallas.
No. No, it's not Dallas.
Nope.
No.
But it's a white people show.
Yeah, there were white people in it.
It's a white people show. Yeah. No, of course.
Shit. 17 seconds left if you can guess it.
You ain't got
start it from the beginning one more time.
Let's start from the beginning.
Now we're here.
All right.
That's the most like.
That horn. Like,
why
that,
are we playing?
That sounds. This wasn't a show I would watch.
No, it's
no,
hell no.
It's
no.
A show.
Right,
it's a show that, that's the best. That white people watch the show.
A lot of white
people watch the show.
And it came. What was the year again?
74 to 83.
Stop it. Shit, no, I wouldn't. When you say the name, I'm gonna know. But
yeah, you definitely gonna know when you.
What is it?
Little House on the Prairie.
Son of a bitch.
I remember
I've seen Little House on the Prairie, but I don't remember the song. Yeah. I remember Michael Landon died when I was real young.
Yeah.
After that, yeah.
That's
yeah. And then, he also had that other TV show, something about an angel or whatever.
Touched by an Angel.
Or Touched by an Angel, yeah. So.
But I'll always remember this show because that's the first time I ever heard of him.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and it was boring.
Yes, it was fucking horrible.
Okay.
It was really slow. I remember watching a couple of episodes. Little House on the Prairie. Text that in the group chat.
All right. Okay. Yeah. We'll see if we can try to get through these a little bit quicker because we're kind of running out of time here a little bit because there's so many other things I want to do for you. So, okay. Next one, please.
78 to 91.
A-Team, baby. No. Hold on. Shit.
You said it earlier.
Yeah, so I was like, how did he mix that one up and then I get this one?
This was a non-boring one.
Yeah.
Hold on, stop. I said it earlier?
Yeah, you did.
This is not A-Team.
No.
No, it's not
Dallas?
Yeah, this is Dallas.
Damn. Yeah, that came in kind of hard, Dallas. That almost caught me for a minute. Them horns almost.
This one is 1980 to 88.
Wow, it went 80 to 88.
Only 8
years. Wow, that's pretty good, actually. All right.
You got it?
What year?
80 to 88. I can give another clue. It's a remake right now.
Yeah, there's a reboot right now going on.
Play it one more time. Not quite.
All right, I'm just going to play it out. Bunch of white people trying to be black. Not the show, the song.
No.
The show too,
The show too.
I don't. That sounds really fucking. Oh my god.
Want another clue? Gold rappers.
Huh?
Gold rappers. Where comes in gold rappers?
Oh, I know where he's trying to go with this.
I have no idea.
That sucks. That's terrible.
Damn. I should know that.
I guess he's never rolled it all the way down.
Lifestyle.
Oh, damn. I ain't even go that route. Wow. I should have known that.
Hilarious.
All right. This next one you should be able to get.
76 to 81. It was quick but hard hitting.
Love Boat.
No, it don't Love Boat.
Sexier.
There was two films that were done on this TV show.
Charlie's Angels.
There you go. All right.
72 to 81.
Another boring white show.
I wouldn't even know.
It's a Western.
It's a Western?
This was similar to Little House on the Prairie.
It's a Western.
The Waltons?
Yes. There you go.
Now, next one, I can't front. My grandmother actually used to watch some of the Waltons. And my mom did too.
Okay, this one you will
he
get.
He get it on the first. Yeah,
yeah. As a matter of fact, I have a friend of mine, Stacey Lane Wilson. Her father did this song.
Okay.
68 to 80.
This song. This is 68 to 80.
The series. The show ran from 68 to 80. You have to stop. Color for shirts.
68 to 80.
This is another reboot right now.
It was.
Oh,
it's
it,
on top
it,
here
it,
now.
It,
God damn. Stop it. I know the Hawaii 5-0.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Okay.
And of course, the Ventures are the ones who made this famous. And Stacey's father was Don Wilson, one of the founding members of the Ventures.
Nice.
And you walked by his picture and autograph that he gave me.
Oh, word.
Of going up the stairs, yeah. Very, very nice gentleman. Very, very nice gentleman.
Yeah, music back then was so distinguishable.
Okay.
Theme songs.
This one, you better get, mofo.
77 to 83. Did they just do a reboot of this, too?
No. They did a movie.
A movie.
They did a movie.
They did the movie.
They did a movie on it. Yeah.
Say it one more time.
That's jazzy though, I like that.
I keep waiting on y'all to play the 18, but y'all ain't playing the black shit. What year?
It's 77 to 83. Boots.
What?
Sunglasses.
Motorcycles.
Motorcycles.
Chips. This is Chips. Of course, half the people in there who are listening right now are yelling out.
They're like, Chips, goddammit!
Okay. Now, if you don't get this one, because I mentioned it, and I'm just going to play it because we use it on the show.
Mm-hmm. Hope you use it every day. This show became 77 to 81.
A couple?
Billy Crystal was on it. He played the first gay character on television.
Soapbox? Was it
not soapbox. But just
soap, right?
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what? I've never seen a lot of. I've seen like maybe one or two episodes of that.
Oh my God. It is so good. Because all it was a parody about the soap operas, and it was about these two families.
I remember seeing
it
too.
Oh my God, it's just hysterical.
We need to check that out.
Oh yeah. Oh, it's funny, dude. Yeah, it is funny. Absolutely. All right,
producers reboot. We got a 1978 to 83 is this show.
Y'all picking this shit literally when I was a kid.
The show's your childhood ended.
This. Yeah. And all of these were the top shows of 1980.
No
this,
idea.
This theme song does not fit the way the show
yeah,
was.
Yeah, no idea. No
actually,
idea.
Actually, it does.
If the show look... seemed like more like wild as though this is all chill.
What song was Michael? What TV show was Michael J. Fox on?
Family Ties.
This is not Family
Ties. This is not Family Ties.
It's like so chill.
Can I get a hint about the show?
Tony Danza was in it.
Who's the boss?
Before that. the show before the show that Tony Danza did before Who's the Boss?
I don't remember.
Judd Hirsch.
Never saw it.
Yellow Taxi.
Oh shit. Okay. Damn, this was Taxi?
Yep.
That's what I'm saying, right? You was
fit at all.
It's all chill.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, okay. that was Taxi. All right.
We got 78-82.
Yeah, y'all pick you're not
gonna,
shit out.
He's not gonna get this one.
You don't think so?
No.
But these are only songs I play. Like, these are only TV shows I saw. All right, let's try it.
Yeah, these are.
Well, that's just it. You know, because I figured you would. Because I mean, I was already 10 by the time these things were out.
Yeah, no, no.
You know, but for you,
my brother grew up in all this shit, though.
Yeah. Okay. Here we go.
Baby, if you've ever wondered what ever became of me,
78-82.
I'm living on the air.
No, I'm gonna have
I told you he's not gonna get WKRP in Cincinnati.
Okay, I remember that show, but I would have never got
whatever became of me.
So I remember the lyrics.
I'm living on the air in Cincinnati.
I remember seeing a few episodes
Cincinnati, of this too, WKRP.
Now, I saw this at my grandma's house. I remember that shit, but nah, I would have never got that.
I swear to God, I thought turkeys could fly. One of the best episodes ever. Ever.
This show, he's going to get this one.
He better get this show because it's got a funky intro.
He's going to get, this one's easy, recognizable.
Yeah.
77-84.
What's happening?
You just said ain't none of those on his list.
No. Okay. No. I know about that. I know. No. I'm,
that's the clue.
Song,
that's the clue.
70 what? The 80 what?
It is 77-84.
Come and knock on my door.
No, look at
it. You've been waiting for you.
Of course, how three's coming.
There you go.
Everybody watch Three's Company. Fuck it. Everybody should have seen an episode of Three's Company.
And everybody, of course, John Ritter was so good in that.
R.I.P. John Ritter.
Okay, this is going to be a hard one for you.
Ooh. 74-80.
Can I get a hint?
James Gardner.
Can I get a hint?
he was a P.I. James Gardner starred in this show as a private investigator.
Not Columbo.
It's the name. The name is in the city. Name is in the name. Where is that?
Rockford Files.
Yeah, no.
Oh, okay. Really good show. All right. I don't think you're gonna get this one either.
He's only gonna get the two out of the next four.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't think he'll get this one, though.
76-85.
Early to rise. Oh, hell no. I ain't gonna get that shit right now. I can tell you right now.
This was Alice.
Yeah, I've never heard of Alice.
All right.
76-82. He's gonna get this one.
Mindy?
Yep.
Yeah, okay, it is Mork and Mindy.
Yeah, all right, here we go. Next one.
75-82. I like that bass.
Yeah.
75-82?
Yeah. Ooh.
Dude, that is nasty.
That's funky.
It is funky. Can I get a hit?
Hal Linden starred in the title role. Abe Vigoda was also in the show.
No. You just made people. I've heard Hal Linden, but I don't know.
Barney Miller.
Oh, I never saw it. I've heard it, but I've never seen it.
This last one is 1976-83. He's going to get this.
You better get this. If you don't, wow.
Let's end it on a good note.
1, 2, 3, 4.
The famous duo. Give him a little bit more. Give it to him. He's got
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30.
also from Milwaukee. This was a spinoff of Happy Days. Uh-huh. Because they guest starred on Happy Days first. And then they had their own show. There you go.
I like that show.
Now, yeah. I haven't heard all these songs in so long, but I guarantee after today, they will all be seared in my brain. I've never played any one of these games.
All right. So we got another thing here for you. And I had to reach out. She is a very popular woman, very respected woman in the music industry. She just made her first rock album recently also because she was supposedly put in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. She says, but I'm not rock. So she made a rock album so she could be put in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Okay.
And, of course, we are talking about our friend Dolly Parton. Dolly, take it away, please.
The days go by faster and faster. The calendar turns another year past you. It's a special day for you to shine. Friends all around with cheers and wishes. Candles on a cake that's just delicious. It's all for you today, 'cause it's birthday time. That's right, Josh. This one's for you. 'Cause it's birthday time. What a day for celebrating. There'll be songs and gifts and some happy congregation. This is birthday time with your friends and your relations. It's a time for joy and happy celebrations. Happy birthday to you.
There you go. So
she sound like Bebop, the Barney's little.
Yeah.
All right, man. So, by chance, do you know? Let's see. Oh, you know what? Let's do this real quick. Let's see. You know what? Let's shorten it down. Let's give him the top 10.
The top 10 grossing films of 1980.
Oh, word. Okay.
What do you think some of them were? Let's see if we can guess.
Yeah. Them. Well, we did the Academy Awards, so that's a hint.
I don't remember any of that.
And that was like, should I rewind the tape back so you listen to the show?
Two of those was on this list. That's it.
You said Star Wars came up. No, that came out 79, 78.
So yeah, was, but when did Empire come out?
81? 82? 80. 82, 80. Oh, it did come out. Oh, right.
But that does not help you.
No, no.
Oh, it kind of does.
It does not help at all with this list.
For the top,
so top 10.
Top grossing films?
Yes. Top 10, number 10 is Ordinary People.
Mm-hmm.
Number 9 is The Blues Brothers.
Came out in 1980.
Number 8 is Smokey and the Bandit 2.
Okay.
Number 7 is The Coal Miner's Daughter.
That was good. That's Sissy Spacek when she was in that one, yeah.
Number 6, Private Benjamin.
Goldie Hawn, yeah. Came out that year.
Number 5, Any Which Way You Can.
I've seen that.
Yeah, that's a Clint Eastwood one, yeah. Because then he did Any Which Way But Loose was a sequel.
I've seen that one a long time ago.
Number 4, it's Kramer versus Kramer.
Seen that too, long time ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't make me come over there.
Number 3, Stir Crazy.
Yeah.
That's a good film. Richard Pryor and Gene Wilder.
Yeah, Gene Wilder. Yeah, they did good movies. They did funny shit together.
One of my favorite films is Hear No Evil, See No Evil. Where one's deaf and the other one's blind.
That shit was funny.
That was really good.
I just pitched that to him so we could remake it. I said, you and Chris,
we could do that. Guts with that. Really good to do. That'd be really good to remake.
Yeah.
Number 2, 925.
Dolly Parton, yeah.
Okay.
95, yeah.
There she goes. Yeah. Dolly Parton, shout out. She gave you a shout out. And number 1.
That's what I'm saying, number 1.
He get, yeah, exactly. Yeah, I was trying to throw him off.
And I'm trying to have your back, and he's trying to throw you off.
That's what he do.
Indeed. They made a whopping. They doubled anybody, too. Star Wars murdered everybody. It was $203 million
compared to the next one was $103 million.
Yo, Star Wars is a juggernaut, man.
Yeah, after when it, like, it just really
Popeye started. Was number 11, so shout that out.
Popeye?
Yeah.
With Robin Williams Popeye?
Yeah.
I've seen it. You ever seen
I like that film. Yeah.
Live
it was
action
a good movie, yeah.
I'm like, damn, Popeye, Robin Williams, go ahead, man.
He did such a great job, but it got so trashed. It was a bad script overall.
That was a horrible script.
Yes, it was. But the way he looked and the way he did everything, man.
That should have been.
It was
good. Should have been good.
It's somebody should have gave us money. Let's do it right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, for real. Yeah. It should have been really good.
All right. So, what do you think the big hit was? The biggest hit of 1980. The biggest song.
Something by Michael Jackson.
You would think.
Huh? Who? Yeah. Oh, Blondie?
Yeah.
This was the biggest hit.
This was the biggest hit of 1980.
It's a good song, but wow, okay. Color me your color, baby. I did a music video to this song.
Yeah. Color me your color. All right. So we kind of do some research on this, of course, because it's important to us.
Oh, shit.
All right. You know, and you're a musician yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we want to find out what was the number one song the day you were born.
God damn. Okay.
Okay. So we went back in the archives. Have any idea?
No, not a clue. Okay. Not even trying.
I think you're going to be surprised.
Oh, the day.
Whoops.
Bert?
Yeah. The day that you, out of your mom, this was on the radio. Because you were upside down.
I was upside down.
Upside down.
Wow.
Boy, you turned me.
Now I have this on vinyl. I know I have this one.
And
wow. Okay.
Round and round. Upside down.
Hey.
Boy, you turned me inside out.
There you go. So yeah, so that was the number one song the day that you were born.
Huh.
So we had to go back 40 weeks and find out what was the song when you were conceived. What song were your parents knocking boots to?
Oh God! See, if my pops was here, I'd just call and ask. Man, what were you doing?
Well, I found the calculator to figure it out. Went back 40 weeks because I looked it up on the internet, you know, to figure it out and everything. And I was quite surprised. A lot of women love this song at a karaoke bar. Why? I don't know, considering its content. But they love it. Okay. And it does have, I think, the right rhythm for that overall. Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
You sure?
Here you go. Not really.
Okay. So here's a song that your parents were knocking boots to.
Okay.
It's got that motion.
I can see it.
Yeah,
I can see it.
I was tired of my lady.
Now, I don't think your dad was singing this, though.
No. No, I know he was like, he'd been playing some Ohio.
I mean, but they found each other back in there. So it's
exactly,
a, so
yeah.
So it's a love song.
About pina coladas.
Yeah.
There you go.
We got to take it to the chorus, though, because it's such a good chorus. In the personal columns,
there was this. It just had it. Just the sound of that verse. If you like pina
coladas, everybody
get caught in the rain. If you're not into yoga,
really.
If you have half a brain,
sometimes.
If you like making love at midnight. In the dunes on the Cape, I'm the love that you look for. Write to me and escape.
That was the ad that he put out in the newspaper. That's what he wrote. That was genius.
Yeah. Well, that was what the wife did.
Huh?
The wife put that ad out.
Oh, he was tired of his lady, so he put the ad out. And then his wife, this is his wife.
I know that sounds kind of mean, but me and my old lady.
Yeah.
And
I'd fallen to the same old old routine. So I wrote to the paper.
Oh, so that was. So he
took
saw
out
his...
a personal ad.
Oh, the first one he saw
and
that.
Though I'm nobody's poet, I thought it wasn't half bad. Yes, I like pina coladas.
He's answering her.
Yeah, now that kind of messes up the whole song. Yeah. Like, so he already, she was already searching.
She was already out there. Yeah. She was already out there.
Yeah.
She was like, you better get your stuff together. He was like, oh, what about this girl?
Yeah. See, she took out the, he answered her ass.
Dang.
Right.
How do you feel about that apple?
Both of them type.
Yeah, yeah.
Both of them type. Where we'll plan our
escape. See, and then now the third verse is when they
find each other. Yeah.
Yeah. Should we listen to that real quick?
I mean, we got to now.
All right, all right.
Yeah, we've already committed now, man.
We gotta hear how the story plays out.
So I waited with high hopes.
And he was anxious.
And she walked into the place.
He was like, ooh, this is my new lady.
I knew a smile in an instant.
Oh, wait, what?
I knew the curve of her face.
Wait, hold on, hold on.
It was my own little lady.
Wait a second.
And she said, oh, it's you.
Oh, they set me up.
Then we laughed for a moment. And I said, I never knew that you like pina coladas.
That's a very positive way to look at that.
Indeed.
That could have went.
Yeah.
I would have had a very different
the
view.
The sketches we going to play that ending is real different.
Yeah. Yeah.
The real ending.
Yeah. Exactly. So there you go, buddy. So thanks, the sir. Top song of the biggest hit of 1980,
that's
the one the day you were born, and of course the day your mom conceived. Yeah. Let's see. I think we've got time, so let's segue into this real quick here. I know we were talking about the other day regarding Shaq.
Yeah, because Shaq was Lyric was working on his, you know, his impersonation of Shaq.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're working on my impersonation of Shaq.
And the thing that I'm amazed about is the different commercials that Shaq has done.
Yeah.
Yeah, that dude invests in everything, man.
And it's like, holy cow.
Oh, he's on every, he got like 400.
Yeah. He got a lot.
Invested in Google when it first dropped. The Ring camera.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said he only got that. He was out of town and had someone install it for him. No, he was looking for it himself. It was like $30. And he installed it and he was out of town and it picked up everything and sent an alert. So when he realized how good it was, he called the owner himself. I'm like, hey, man, I'm Shaq. I want to sign off for this. And that's why he invested in Ring.
Yeah, Papa.
Wow.
Yeah, he did
now,
that.
Of course, now he's doing Papa John's. Well, we found out that he's doing a couple of other things, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's go ahead and find out what Shaq is doing now.
Hey.
Now it's time for Shaq's endorsed products he can't use.
I'm Shaq. When I roll it down to 405, nothing makes me safer, more economic, and more environmentally friendly than my smart car. Smart car. Just strap one on each foot and go.
Okay, Shaq. Got anything else?
Well, why don't you try this, BW? Hey, I'm Shaquille O'Neal. I get intimate with a new lady friend. Things are about to get hot and heavy. Nothing keeps me safer than a lifestyle condom. Lifestyle is just a tip.
Shaq, read this one.
Hi, I'm Shaq, introducing the NBA's new freak. Oh, you think you're funny, huh?
Sorry, Shaq, my bad. Try this one.
Okay. Hi, I'm Shaq. When I bite into a New York peppermint patty, I get the sensation that I'm skiing on the Swiss Alps, butt naked.
Shaq, could you please get your balls off my shoulder?
I'm skiing.
All right, good. We got it.
There you go. All right. That's some new thing that Shaq is doing.
We also was looking at giant size mugs, coffee mugs.
Oh, my gosh.
How you doing? If you get thirsty like me and you need a whole gallon of coffee, get your whole mug right here. Have you seen his coffee mugs for real?
No.
Yes.
But he has one on NBA on TNT, and it's literally like a gallon. It's a, literally like a big cup. Like
it's, it looks like a big cup in his hand.
Yeah, man. Which makes you know how big it really is. Like, dude, it's crazy, man. Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, well, is it, he's a big guy. I mean, when I worked with him, I came to, at the top of my head, came to his
he's a freak, man.
Armpit.
Crazy. It's crazy, man.
You know.
Armpit? Yeah. You're tall.
Yeah, well, I'm 5'10", so. But, yeah, I mean, the top of my head came to here.
I met Matt. On him. Tallest cat I met was Magic Johnson. I met him, and all I could say when I ran up on him, I was like, damn, I'd have hated to guard you on the basketball court. Guard, man, I'd have hated to be next to you. And he just smiled, I shook his hand, whatnot. But I came up to, like, maybe, like, right here on him. Mm-hmm. I felt like a little boy. Yeah, I was like, damn, you made me feel like a baby.
The I took my son a number of years ago. Not a number, but quite a few years ago. Look, he was younger. We went to go see the Harlem Globetrotters. Mm. And of course, you know, it's the newer generation. I don't know any of the players' names. You know, I mean, of course, the ones I grew up with, like Geese Osby and Curly Neal, of course, and Metal Ark Lemon and so forth, you know, that came in through the 70s and early 80s. And but I found out that their coach was Sweet Lou Dunbar.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
And so when you guys walk out, you'll see I have in a case a small basketball of the Harlem Globetrotters basketball that some of the guys signed.
Word.
But Sweet Lou Dunbar's is signed it. And to walk up to that man and shake his hand, I almost had tears coming down because I grew up with him, watched him. You know, and to know that he's training the new generation,
yeah,
and everything. And I said, man, it is such an honor and a pleasure. I said, you gave me so much joy as a child with the other men that I admired. I go, so it's an honor to meet you. And I said, and now I'm bringing my son to see your team here now.
That's dope, yeah.
You know, so I know that feeling of being like a kid, man.
Yeah, man. My father, he was a... when he lived in Memphis, when the Globetrotters used to go through Memphis, mm-hmm. they used to go pick him up to play ball with.
Really?
Yeah, like he was, my pops was a bad motherfucker, man. Like he was, like he, my cousin was drafted by the Lakers in the 60s. And he turned it down and became the first African-American federal court judge in Washington state history. His name is Frank Burgess.
Wow.
He led Gonzaga State in all statistical categories for like 40 years.
Uh-huh.
No one touched him. And my father used to...
Wait a minute. Wait. Hold on. We got... This is historical stuff we're talking about.
So, years ago, there was a guy from Arkansas, and his name was Frank Burgess. No, real talk, Frank Burgess, yeah, he was my cousin. He graduated, him and my father born in 47 or something like that. Uh-huh. Yeah, so he went to school at Gonzaga, led in all statistical categories for like decades. Got drafted by the Lakers, turned it down, became the first African-American federal court judge in Washington state history. Very successful dude, and my father used to beat the brakes off him in basketball. I asked my father, he said, Frank never beat me. He never beat him in ball.
Wow.
But my father did other stuff, and he never pursued it. But yeah, my cousin, he was pretty damn good, man.
That's awesome, man.
Pretty damn good.
That's cool. That's some great history, man, right there. Man. I love that. I love that stuff.
Nana boo-boo. I got somebody famous, punk ass. Nana boo-boo.
I'm not going to even. It's your day. I'm going to let you.
Let me have it.
I'm going to let you have it today.
Let me have it. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank
okay.
you.
Okay, we'll see.
I'm going to hear about it. I'm going to hear about it later
on. Nope, just wait till my birthday. I'm going to just have a whole list of people.
I'm going to intentionally do whatever I can to not remember his birthday. I want to hear this
shit. Well, hey, 2 months away, man. We flip it.
Less day. Less
flip
day.
It.
Yeah, we're going to. Yeah, I'm going to get it. Yeah,
we're going to flip it. All right. Well, should we do the game?
Yeah, cool.
All right, let's go ahead and do the game then. And, of course, we got intern Christopher out there.
Hello.
Now, of course, for your birthday, brother, we decided to do questions from 1980.
Oh, snap.
Word. Specifically 1980.
Oh, wow.
Specifically that year. So
this is gonna be
let's see if you actually have home field advantage, shall we?
I'm not going to, but we can give it the good old college try.
All right. Question number one. And, you know, we're starting it off easy. A new president was voted in office in 1980. Which president was that?
Brown? Reagan.
That is correct.
Ooh.
Starting off easy, starting off.
BW, there you are. Look at that.
Sun shines on a dog's ass every once in a while.
All right, question number two.
Wow.
All right. In 1980, what deadly virus was said to be eradicated by that point?
Polio. Oh, Lyric. Polio.
No.
Oh, damn, word?
Oh, man. Brown? Measles.
No.
Oh, shit. Deadly virus?
Hmm?
In 1980?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was said to be eradicated by 1980.
God. I read this earlier, too, and I can't remember what.
Well, you going to say something, Sean?
No, I'm not, because I don't remember what the hell it was.
I'm going to just throw this out then.
Since Sean isn't gone.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Spanish flu. Everybody took a while.
No.
It wasn't measles. It wasn't polio. It wasn't the mumps.
There's still another big one that you guys are missing.
Oh. Come on, Sean. I got it.
Go ahead. Say it.
Brown? Chicken pox.
No.
No.
Hell no.
That's a big one.
You still AIDS. Chicken pox?
HIV.
Stop talking.
What is it?
Smallpox.
Smallpox.
I thought I said smallpox. Oh,
no.
No, you said polio.
I said big pox.
Big pox.
What?
Question number three.
Yes, sir.
I'm moving on.
Chicken.
All right. Chicken. What 24-hour news channel was launched in 1980?
Come on now.
Sean.
CNN?
That is correct.
I was giving it to you.
I was about to say it.
You were about to say it, and he just stole it right on you.
I was like, let me get a one.
Question number four. All right. In 1980, Paul McCartney was arrested in Tokyo for possessing what illegal substance?
Josh. Lyric.
Even he gets confused.
Lyric.
Jerk. I don't know. Lyric. Yeah.
Jerk.
Weed.
No.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. I thought that's what it was.
Brown?
Cocaina.
No.
He could have been in jail.
Acid.
No.
LSD.
Paul McCartney, he didn't go to jail, right? So it had to be.
I thought it was marijuana myself.
That is correct.
He said weed.
I said
weed.
Marijuana.
I don't know my drugs, okay? I'm a youngin'.
It says,
so Nick won
it says cannabis. Marijuana. No, it says cannabis.
That's not the answer we're looking for.
These are not the droids you're looking for. All right, question number five. All right. What famous political figure made the ladies not for turning speech?
The what?
The ladies not for turning speech.
The ladies not for turning?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Lyric. Mother Teresa.
No.
Gorbachev.
No.
Gosh. The ladies not for turning.
Yeah, I have no idea.
That was the name of the speech.
They not turning what?
Nancy Reagan.
No. Sean Brown, got any guesses?
Nancy Pelosi.
Nancy.
Think Britain. Think bring Britain.
Oh, Sean.
Sean.
Margaret Thatcher.
That is correct. Margaret Thatcher. They're looking at you like, what the hell are you talking about, boy?
The Iron Lady.
Margaret Thatcher.
The Iron Lady.
Yeah.
All right, question number six. The songs Another One Bites the Dust, Crazy Little Thing Called Love, and Play the Game were released off of Queen's 8th studio album entitled what?
Lyric.
Lyric?
Is it Bohemian Rhapsody? No, that's not the name of the album. Shit. Was the name of the album Queen?
No. It wasn't. I mean, that was the name of their first.
Sean.
Year. Sean?
A Night at the Opera.
No.
Damn.
You never even try, huh?
Mm-mm.
No. I have no idea, sir.
The Game. That was the title of the album.
I know that one.
All right.
I try. All right, question number seven. Man. What are the names of the four ghosts in the 1980 arcade game Pac-Man?
Oh, oh shit.
I feel like this is a classic question, too, that a lot of people tend to ask.
Oh, no.
They all run. Sean. Didn't they all run?
Sean.
Yeah. Inky.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pinky.
Okay.
Blinky.
Blinky, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And Winky.
No.
Dinky.
And Sue.
No.
Damn.
You did get three of them, Inky, Blinky, Pinky, but we're missing the last one. And I have the perfect hint for you guys, so I'm going to wait a little bit.
Because they all rhymed but one.
Yeah. Oh, they all rhymed but one?
Yeah.
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 They get you like that.
Bob.
He said Sue.
Yeah. Yeah. I would have thought Sue, too. Huh. Hint.
Okay, the hint. Bonnie.
Clyde.
That is correct.
Nice
Inky,
job.
Inky, Blinky, Pinky, and Clyde.
Good job,
nice
EW.
Nice job pulling it out, pulling it out.
Well done, well done.
Sure, yeah, that's my grandpa name.
Oh, how nice. Question number eight. All right. The musical Grease opened in 1971 and closed in 1980.
Oh,
how
wow.
many performances did it run for?
Oh, bruh. You,
who knows?
to a year. Bam, bam, 14.
He's doing the math. Brown's doing the math right now.
If you carried one, you just.
I'm not going to need an exact answer. I'm just
going to need 100.
No. Nah, it runs for 9 years, and you think it only does 100 performances?
In a day, it does 100. Come on now.
Yeah, in a week,
so.
Sean. 10,000.
No, it is less.
1,000?
Okay. No, greater. And I only need it for, I only need closest 100. That's all I need.
BW?
BW, my.
2,346.
That's honestly pretty close. Might be as close as we're going to get. I don't know for sure.
Then what is it?
3,300.
Oh.
So up by about 1,000. Which I will give that answer to you.
No. We don't get that.
Hey, closest numbers. That's how the Price is Right works.
Touché.
All right. Question number 9. All right. While the 1980 film Friday the 13th was released on a Friday, it was not released on the 13th. What day was it released on?
Brown. The 8th.
No.
Lyric. The 11th.
No.
Sean. The 23rd.
No, they were actually floating around the right area.
Yeah, I knew it was an early in the month.
Okay.
That is correct. It was early in the month.
Whatever that Friday was. That year. Oh, yeah.
I mean, exactly. think about what question we're on. Think about what question we're on.
Friday the 9th.
Well, I think Lyric was going to say something.
I was about to say the 8th.
See, I said
you already
eighth.
Said
See,
the 8th.
I won. Ooh. The 9th.
Yeah, it is the 9th.
There you go. All right.
Yeah, May 9th, you know? You think they would do better, you know? They'd actually put it on the 13th, but...
Well, you can't because they release it on Fridays or Thursday, so it's just the timing.
Yeah, they probably tried their best.
They said, we don't care. Just release it.
Well, question number 10. All right. What famous rock band announced that they would be disbanding due to the death of their drummer?
Lyric.
Lyric?
No, fuck. No, hold on. Wrong. I'm thinking the wrong band.
Don't. Just let them.
The Eagles.
No.
Go ahead, Sean.
Sean, you got a guess?
Led Zeppelin.
That is correct. And
John Bonham.
Yeah. You just gave yourself an X right there. You feel bad?
I want to make Lyric feel better, though.
I don't know if it worked.
All right. Well, I've actually got a couple more here, though, but I'm going to actually give you the choice this time to see the message that you're going to get. So would you like to hear it from, we actually got in touch with him, Mr. Martin Short.
Okay.
Megan Trainor, we got in touch with her.
No.
And Weird Al Yankovic.
You know what? I think let me see what Martin Short do.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to do music right now. Music kind of freak. Hear my name.
It's all going to be kind of music-y anyway. But you chose Martin Short, so here we go.
Yeah, I did. It's better than Meghan Trainor. I don't want Meghan Trainor singing me happy birthday.
I was afraid. I felt so adrift when I heard it was your birthday and I had no gift. But then genius struck. I grabbed a pen. It didn't take me long to make a check out to my lyricist to write this heartfelt song. A cake is fine. Your 43rd birthday calls for Marty on a plate. Was gonna put your name in lights, the biggest build up the marquee. But I'm afraid it's in my contract that top billing goes to me. Looks great, Josh. So, I can't give up birthday spankings, and I don't mean to be a Grinch, but I'd be canceled in a heartbeat for a pinch to grow an inch. So, cheers to you! Josh. Your birthday's here! Josh. Now just get set, cause I would bet you're in for a totally decent year, I must say. I'll send all my showbiz love to you, the one I'm most proud of. Is that a cheer? Can't be more clear. Your birthday's here!
Well, there you go, brother.
I got you something.
I appreciate it.
and I got you something.
And he got you something.
Here you go. It's a Mexican gum shaped like a guitar roll.
It's a Mexican what?
Gum.
It's gum. Shaped like gum you do real? Music. Yeah.
I don't believe it.
So, because you do music, so I'm like, oh, let me get that for him. Straight from Mexico.
You want me to just try to bite into this bitch just to realize it ain't gum?
It's gum. You don't have to use it. You could just save it.
All right.
Well, happy belated birthday, brother.
Thank you, sir.
I hope you enjoyed it. Hope you had fun with it.
I did.
Good. I'm glad, man. January, your turn, brother.
Yeah.
Yep. And where we travel back to 1987.
Ooh. Retribution will be swift.
I'm not worried.
You will not enjoy this.
Not worried. Make your skin crawl too.
Oh yeah.
Well, we hope you guys enjoyed the show. We want to thank American Greetings Cards for helping us out in contacting Dolly Parton, Martin Short, Donnie Osmond, Megan Trainor, and Weird Al Yankovic for all of that as well, too, to help us do that. So it's all good. Don't forget, guys, the show's website is yourweeklydose.com. Find us on Instagram and X at yourweeklydose1. If you want to email us directly, you can at yourweeklydose1@gmail.com. Accolades.
Right on, find me at The Lyric on all social media platforms and be on the lookout for the Sketchy Budget Show.
Sketchy Budget Show. So you can look up Sketchy Budget, and then you can look up me, Brown Waters, anywhere. All right, check me out. Holler.
There you go. If you guys want to follow me, Sean, on any of the social media, it's simply Sean R. Unplugged. Simple as that. Happy belated birthday, brother, and also happy Veterans Day to you, sir. Thank you for the service that you did. I am ever so grateful for that, because you did something that I could never do. So I am utterly grateful for you that. Until next week, guys, catch us. We'll be all here. And who knows? It might be another Sausage Fest. Amber may join us. We don't know. It might be a surprise. Exactly.
We
don't know what's going to happen. So either way, we'll catch you next week. Have a good one. Be good to each other.
Peace out, y'all.
Thank you for listening to this week's show. Don't forget to support the show by shopping on Amazon. Just go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, click on the Amazon banner, and bookmark. Then start shopping. Remember to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1 and Facebook at yourweeklydose.
We'll see you next week.